This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
When new recruits graduate from the Chicago Police Academy, they are not done with their training. They're assigned to a veteran cop who is supposed to help them transition from the classroom to the streets. A veteran who works with a rookie is called an FTO, a field training officer. And ask any officer and they'll tell you, field trainers are the most important factor in whether bright-eyed rookies turn into good cops or bad cops.
This is where we train them and mold them and push them to be the type of police officers that we want them to be.
If I didn't have the FTO, I would be lost.
You can ask any officer in this job, no matter how many years they have in the force, they will tell you something about the FTO.
Being a field training officer is the most vital role we have in this department.
For decades, the Chicago Police Department's field training program has been in shambles, but officials say they're turning it around. WBEZ's Patrick Smith has more on the department's efforts to overhaul a program that will determine the future of policing in Chicago.
Nathaniel Miles is a field training officer, or FTO, in the 7th Police District in Chicago's Inglewood neighborhood.
In the 7th District, there are a lot of people who suffer from a mental health crisis.
When I talked to him last month, he was in the middle of training probationary police officer, or PPO, Miguel Esquivel. And I asked the two of them to tell me about the most difficult call they had answered together.
So there was a time where we had an incident where we had to take an individual to the hospital, you know, because this person was experiencing a mental health crisis.
It was something new. I had never been a police officer, so you don't experience that you see on the TV sometimes.
The story they told me, it's not a shootout or a particularly perilous situation, but it's the kind of thing police officers encounter on a regular basis, and exactly the sort of thing you can't get fully prepared for inside a classroom.
I like to talk about things before we get there. We know it's going to be a mental health transport, so this is how we're going to handle it.
You know, he was telling me everything, you know, just we're going to do this, we're going to do this.
I always tell him, don't go in on 10. Always go in on 5. You go in on 10, you can't adjust. You go in on 5, you can always adjust.
Like he said, the people you're helping, they're on 10. So now you're both arguing.
They're suffering from a mental health crisis, so we have to understand that they are going through something. In their head, they might be hearing something. But this particular time, he went off. I mean, he was spitting, kicking, talking in a way in which we didn't understand what he was saying.
Try to talk to him, try to calm him down. He wasn't having it. So we came up with a plan.
Okay, now this is what's going to happen. Stay close to me. This is your assignment.
So I was just following his lead, learning from him. And it actually worked out pretty smooth. After he noticed he was not going to win, he came down. We took him to the hospital.
Ultimately, that's what you want to do. You want to get them the treatment that they need.
Situations like this are why probationary police officers fresh out of the academy need a field trainer, a veteran who knows what to do when a call of retail theft turns into someone spitting and kicking at you. Miles became a field training officer in January of 2017, around the time the U.S. Department of Justice put out its blistering report on unconstitutional policing in Chicago. That report singled out the Chicago Police Department's field training program as essential to improving the department and as an abject failure in its current state. Federal investigators heard from high-ranking Chicago Police Department officials who told them the field training program was terrible and a hot mess. It's something the department has been trying to fix over the last few years.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Part of that effort has been overhauling the training that FTOs get themselves. Last month, an instructor from the National Alliance on Mental Illness stood at the front of a windowless classroom teaching officers how to better respond to mental health calls.
So you guys are on mental health safety net. You're the ones getting...
The new training curriculum for FTOs requires that they all get crisis intervention training.
Who's in crisis at that time. In that moment, it's about connecting, building trust and rapport enough to help them bring them down out of the crisis.
It's this training that Officer Miles used when he and PPO Esquivel helped get the guy in Inglewood to the hospital. The addition of crisis training to the FTO curriculum is emblematic of the changes the department has been trying to make in the last 2 years. It's not just about tactics and policy, like how to fill out reports and put handcuffs on someone. It's about how to interact with people and build relationships in the community.
How to talk to people and how to relate and calm people down.
Sergeant Carrie Cooney was a field training officer for 14 years. Now she is in charge of the training for FTOs.
With the younger probationary police officers, a lot of them, this is their first job. They're going to domestics. They've never been married. They've never lived outside of their parents' home. These young officers don't know how to identify and relate, and having the experience of a seasoned officer is priceless.
Man, it is daunting when you're first out on the street. It is daunting. And when you make a mistake, when you do something good, your FTO is there to either correct you or give you that encouragement that you need as a police officer to say, okay, you know what, I can do this.
Officer Kerry Ferrantella was one of the officers in the crisis intervention training last month. He's part of a new class of FTOs who came on board in December. The department has more than tripled the number of FTOs, so now there's one for every new officer leaving the academy.
For too long, the FTO program in this department, it seems like, has just kind of been it's been on the back burner. Which doesn't really make any sense because that sets the foundation for your police force.
Despite the recent improvements, there are still outstanding questions about the FTO program. The DOJ report found that the Chicago Police Department had way too low of a bar for FTO applicants. Those standards have not changed in the past 3 years. Federal investigators also said Chicago didn't do enough to remove bad field trainers once they got the position. And in a recent survey, trainees who complained about bad trainers said they weren't sure how the department handled problem FTOs. The monitor overseeing Chicago's court-ordered police reform plan is scheduled to evaluate the department's progress on its field training program in her next report, which is due in a couple months. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.